another day's journey. God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it another day's journey. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in his word that in 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Me. touch my head, my mouth and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Oh, anointing fall on me. I can't make it without your anointing. The power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Just lift your hands where you are. Anointing fall on me. He's here. His presence, his power, it's available today. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing. Come on, say this to him with your hands lifted. Say, touch my hands. Touch my hands. My mouth and my heart. And ask him to fill your cup, Lord. Every part. Let the power. That's it. Fall. Yes, Lord. Anointing. Something's breaking if you just accept it. Oh, no. Fall on me. Anointing. Fall on me. Let the power. Let the power. Hold on. Let the power. Hold on. It's available. Just ask for it. Let the power. Yes, Lord. Let the power, Lord. Fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you now. We praise you and glorify you. Thank you for being available. Thank you for being active. Thank you for being present. Holy Spirit, fall fresh upon these your people. Holy Spirit, renew. Holy Spirit, re-energize as we seek your will for this season. We love you so much. May the fire of the Holy Spirit fall fresh upon us today. In our hearts, our minds, our spirit. May this word help the fire. We come against any spirit that'll quench the fire you've placed in our heart and our life. To you be the glory now. We accept it. We receive it. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Glory. It without it, anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Without it, anointing, Lord, your anointing, Lord, anointing to live, anointing to give. Thank you, Lord. Book of 2 Chronicles. Thank you, Lord. Y'all forgive me. I just can't make it without him. I'm not making another step without him. Glory to him. I need his anointing to live this life. I need his anointing to overcome my past. Overcome my issues. I can't do it by myself. I need his anointing to forgive those who hurt me, to love those who are unlovable. You can't do it without his anointing. Glory. 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 Glory to God. To all of you, the people of God, we greet you once again today in divine love. On this first day of the year, the first Sunday morning, 2023, God has said yes to us being here once again. To all of our ministers and ministry leaders, and to all of you, my Father's children, then to those of you all who are online, we greet you this morning in divine love. We thank God for you being here with us today. But I'm certainly glad the presence of the Lord is here. I thank God we're not just in a church service. We're in a worship experience. And I know when the Lord shows up, something's going to shift. Something's going to break. Amen. And I've learned by now I don't need 100% participation. All I need is me and the Lord, and that's enough for me. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. We've been vacillating and praying to God for something deep to start this year off with. Every preacher wants to start off with something deep the first Sunday of a year. You got to hit a home run. So y'all excuse me if I bunt today. 2 Chronicles. I just want to get on base. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. Scripture reads, if my people to call by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. May be seated in the presence of God. Grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. Word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. We want to tag this text this morning. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Will you help me preach real quick and say to him, neighbor, at some point, something's got to give. That's the wrong one. Find you one more. You know how this goes. Say, neighbor, thank you for sitting next to me. Good to see you this morning in the house of the Lord. God's word to us today. Something's got to give. Give the Lord a praise in this place. Something has got to give. This word is just maybe for a few of us. This word is not for all the deep people. This word is not for the holier than thou. This word is not for those who have every I dotted and every T crossed. This word today is for some of us who have to deal with life as it is. And somebody, and this is not really about the calendar year, this is just about how you've been living for a long time. That somehow, some way, you keep trying, we keep trying to get our way. And the problem we have today is some of us don't care who or what we use to get our way. One thing for it to be in the job, another thing for it to be in the world and in the community, but now that thing is crept into the house of God. And you'll use ministry to get your way. You'll use position to get your way. You'll use shouting to get your way. If people were to look at us externally, they would think we are the cat's meow and the dog's bow wow. But the truth of it is something's got to give. Because the problem we have this morning on this first day, I want to get us off to a good start. In case you're wondering, I'm going to give you to all of you today, we're going to have a State of the Union address from New Zion Missionary Baptist Church. If you're not a member, you are today. Because God's word for this year is get back to God. We have been worrying about and focusing on everything and everybody and have forgotten about God. And God, through his grace and through his mercy, has given you and I the breath to breathe another day, to breathe another month and another year, and I'm not going to waste another breath trying to get my way and set traps and dig ditches and set folk up. I'm going to give God the very best I got. I'm going to make some mistakes sometime. I'm going to fall short sometime, but it won't be because I don't have the heart towards God. I am no longer going to keep playing with people who don't love God. I'm not going to be playing church. If you shout, good. If you don't shout, that's good. If you show up, good. If you don't show up, that's good. God's been too good. I've seen too much what the Lord has done for me. And I can't turn back now. No matter of fact, I won't turn back now. I don't know if I got anybody else with me this morning who has made that declaration in their spirit that something's got to give. I'm not going to keep fighting against God who has been good to me. I'm not going to keep fighting a God who has healed my body. I'm not going to keep fighting a God who has taken care of me. I'm not going to fight a God who has opened doors for me. I'm not going to fight against a God who's made ways that nobody else can make. I'm not going to fight against a God who took care of me. I don't know. I'm not going. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. We either go live for him or we're not. We either go do events or we go do ministry. We either go be real or we go be fake. There's no more straddling the fence about whose side you're on. I've never been more serious than I am in my life. Something's got to give. Because the faking you think you're hiding, everybody sees it. You think the Spirit of God can't recognize a fraud when he sees one?
Don't you fall for this shouting. Don't you fall for this jumping. Don't you fall for this howling. These some of the biggest hellions you ever seen in your life. How you gonna shout to God and can't speak to me? How you show up every now and then and you can't be consistent? How you gonna talk about how good God is and you full of hell? The devil is a liar. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Some got to give. We have played long enough. We have stunted long enough. You've been doing it your way long enough. Something. Tell your neighbor something. Something's got to give. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but something. Let me tell you something. It's one thing if you ain't no better.
Come on, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's one thing to be ignorant. That means I didn't know. But to know and still not do, that's foolish. And I'm gonna stand bold like a big boy and tell you this. The word goes forth in this house. The word comes forth clearly in this house. You hear from God every week. Ain't no sense in you living miserable. Ain't no sense in you full of hell. Something. I can see if we don't hear no word. I can see if God don't talk to us. I can see if God don't help us. I can see if God don't make waves. I see cancer survivors. I see people overcoming health crisis. I seen people overcome blood pressure. And you mean to tell me you gonna waste another year full of hell? Same mindset, same stupidity, same stuff? Something gotta give. You know, here's the warning. Sit down. Here's the warning. Because you've been telling folk who you getting ready to leave in 23. You better make sure the Lord don't leave you. The Lord, if I can say it like this, by sick of us. Revelation, John told us that it's when you lukewarm, it make him sick. Yeah. When you ain't hot or cold.
Yeah.
One minute you love God, next minute you hate him.
Right.
One minute you want to be faithful, next minute you're quitting.
Yeah.
One minute you love everybody, then you ain't got nobody. That make God sick.
Yeah.
Be what you gonna be every day. I can sit down right there. Be what you're going to be and sit down somewhere. You and I have sat under too much word to be living beneath our capability. This ain't about your skin color, your education status, bae, boo, where you live, the quarters, projects, suburbs, ain't no suburbs. You said you needed money, he gave you money, still mad. Said you're lonesome, he gave you people, still mad.
Yeah.
Everything God do, when is it gonna be enough for you? Something gotta give, church. And I don't mind being the bad guy today. I'm glad we had about 45 minutes an hour of praise. God set me up again. I mean, we had a Holy Ghost good time up here for an hour. And now look at y'all. Because the problem I have is that today, hallelujah, next Sunday, where you at? You can go cook the cabbage all you want to today. and fix them peas, if your heart ain't right, you would need a whole lot of cabbage and a whole lot of peas, whole lot of killed neck bones. I ain't say cured, I said killed neck bones. Here it is. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. God has blessed Solomon and the people of Israel to build the temple dedicated to him. And they've had a 2-week revival of dedication, sacrifices, and the celebration of it is when Solomon prayed, the leader, the king, prayed, fire from heaven fell and consumed the altar of sacrifice. The glory came in the church. But the glory wasn't in the people. Solomon prayed a prayer for God's people, how they handle God's house. Because ain't nothing wrong with the house. It's something wrong with the jokers who come in the house. And they'll have you believing it's something about the house. But a house designated for God ought to have the glory. So much glory ought not be no room for stupidity, foolishness, and division. But we can sometimes not let the glory come in when we're so full of other agendas and motives and plots and plans and selfishness and my preacher and my choir and my song and my day and my week and my month. I got a football game, can't come. I got too much stuff to do, can't be there. But then when you die, you want that same house to be available for you. When you want to get married, you want that same house available. But you won't come Wednesday night for Bible study, Sunday morning for Sunday school, but you want the glory, but the glory's not there. Some got to give. And so in chapter 7, that was in chapter 6 when Solomon prays a prayer. Stick a pin there, because in chapter 7, God orchestrates Solomon to do some stuff to set up this tabernacle, this worship center for the Lord. Y'all with me? And he says something so interesting. The shout is not verse 14. The shout for me is verse 13. Because in verse 13, God tells Solomon, well, first of all, he tells Solomon, I heard your prayer. And I'm going to do what you asked me to do because you're sincere. Now, y'all missed that. But you ought to be thanking God right now that somebody praying for you, because some of us too silly to pray for ourselves. Matter of fact, some of us hearts so jacked up, you think you praying and God ain't hearing you because you got hell in your heart towards somebody and God ain't answering that prayer until you get stuff right with people. But thank God that God got some pure people, some sincere people who are intercede on our behalf. So God says, Solomon, I heard your prayer. But he says in verse 13, he says, if y'all let me use the HSV, the Ham Standard Version, he says, Solomon, I ain't got no problem with you, but them. Solomon, I hear you, and I hear your prayer, and I accept your prayer, but them. I'm finna get in a world of trouble. In verse 13, he says, there's going to come times I'm going to shut up heaven. I'm going to stop the rain. I'm going to let the locusts eat up stuff. I'm going to let them go through famines. I'm going to let them go through hell. And it's only they go on there. But watch this, though. They not go look at themselves. They go blame you or me. Mm-hmm. He says, not if in verse 13, he says, when. Every now and then, because I'm God and because they leave, when they get to leaving me, I'm going to shut stuff up. When they start acting up again, I'm going to act up. Okay, see there? See there? See there? See, we're so focused on when we cut up. But you don't understand, God can cut up better than you and I can. God can shut this mess down. God can let you do what you think you gifted to do, and you can't do it no more. Ask Zacharias, won't God shut your mouth right there on the spot? Ask somebody, won't God kill this mess you think you got going? Keep thinking God can't got to have you. Keep thinking you all that. Keep on. Help your neighbor, tell them, keep on. Keep on thinking that you all that and God got to have you to still be God. So God says, I know my folk, and they got a history of being sometimey. I'm going to try again. They got a history of being sometimey. Sometime they love me, sometime they faith. They're going to come to this worship center, and they're going to be praising me and praying to me, Solomon. There's going to be some moments. Now, Solomon, you still the same king. I'm still the same God. But watch how they go act like me and you acting funny. So I'm going to allow, I'm going to purposely shut up stuff. They're going to be full of hell and still pray, and I'm going to say no. They're going to have ill in their heart toward their brother or sister, and nobody's going to know it but me and them, and I'm going to say no. They're going to keep disobeying my law. They're going to keep disobeying my word. They're going to sometimes purposely disregard my word, and I'm going to shut it up. Now, to the naked eye, Solomon, handle this. Because they in church all the time, because they got a cross chain, and because they got Jesus as my co-pilot bumper sticker, you go think they shouldn't have no problems. They go front like everything all right. But I know the truth about my people. Here it is. Here it is. Something's got to give. And so I kind of gave you a little bit of point number one already, because it's got to be an awareness by God's people. There should be an awareness by God's people. You missed it. God speaks to Solomon, 8 clause of verse 14. He said to Solomon, if. If. Now watch this. In verse 13, he said, when. But when it comes to people, if. God says, when. We say, if. God is unconditional. We are conditional. God has a choice. We have a choice. But God keep making the same choice. We make different ones. That's why verse 14 says, if. Because he knows we're iffy. Now, you ought to shout about that, because you iffy and he still call you mine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. I'll praise for myself on that. I'm sometime and he still call me my people. I don't sometimes do right, but he still call me my people. I got some mistakes in my life and he still calls me my people. That's why you ought to tear the doors down when you come in here and praise God and tear up them chairs, because you know how iffy you've been all week, and the only reason you can be iffy today is because God is consistent every day. With your iffy, won't say amen self. I'll be by there if I got time. I can come if I get a chance. If the Lord say the same, if the creek don't rise. Oh, yeah. And look how much you live your life off ifs. When's the last time you've been consistent with God? You got perfect attendance at work.
Come on.
And terrible attendance at worship. Nisha, Kena, am I on? It's all kind of ifs to keep you from worshiping. But no ifs to keep you from watching games. And tell your neighbor, we done got slick. Because now we say, well, home is my number one ministry. I'm supposed to take care of home first, right? But he never told you to replace him. He's supposed to be first in church and the house. So don't use that game. Don't try to be slick with God and talk about ministry because y'all ain't doing it at the house but watching TV. If my people who are called by my name. So the question he got on this first Sunday, who are my people? That means that the harsh reality, Mac, this word ain't for everybody. Because some of y'all looking at me ain't his people. Because when you hear his people, you answer when daddy calls.
Yes, indeed.
When you hear his people, even when you out of line, some tell you, I got to get back in line. When you his people and you know what he put in you and you know who he made you to be, you ain't going to stay too far gone on the left. It's some on the inside going to say, I'm out of. Okay, see, I want this for the real folk right here. Have you ever been so much in mess that you start saying, I'm better than this, I'm called for better, I got to get out of this mess here. Ooh, wee, what's done happening? Look how far I done got. Ooh, I better leave that alone. Ooh, I better stop talking to them. Ooh, this ain't me. This ain't who God made. I wish I had some real people. You ever had them moments where, nope, something ain't right. Let me get on back. Something ain't right here. Because you his people. That's why Paul says, shall you continue in sin? Because there ain't no way you God's child and you continuing and don't feel something. Now you full of hell January, you was full of hell last January, you ain't his people. If ain't nothing that challenged you to being it better, if you ain't been accepted, if you ain't been challenged to say, I ought to be better than that, I'm the problem, it may be something wrong with my mind, maybe something wrong with my mouth, you might not be his people. I got a whole different sermon for you later on. This word is for my people. And what God's getting ready to do, what he's already doing, he's filtering. He's separating the haves from the have-nots. Now, you got to be careful, because some of the have-nots in the pulpit. Some of the have-nots got a position. And don't let that position make you think they have. That's why they hiding behind that position, because they have not. They ain't got no joy. They ain't got no praise. They ain't got no worship. Don't even know God's word, but they in a position. How you going to tell me about a vote and you don't know what you voting on? How you going to sing about a God you never studied? How you going to preach about a God you don't know yourself? How you going to worship a God you never spent time with, but you in church working? And that's why we don't have no effectiveness. That's why there's no fruit, because we got ungodly people doing godly work. Tell the truth on a Sunday, boy. Tell the truth. Ungodly, critical, cutthroat, ugly, but they pretty, intelligent, and talented. And ain't worth 15 cents in the kingdom of God. If my people. Because my people will shut up sometime. My people go pray about it. My people go love. My people go give still. My people go be consistent. My people ain't going to quit. My people ain't going to stay messy. My people ain't going to be dirty. My people ain't going to be digging ditches. My people go pray about it. My people don't stay mad. My people don't just quit stuff. My people be consistent. My people say, I'll take a licking and I'll keep on ticking. It don't feel good, but Lord, I trust you. Lord, I don't understand, but still I trust you. Remember, I told you something. That in verse 13, he says, I'm going to shut up stuff. That's the filtering. Because you're going to see the haves and have-nots by what the have-nots ain't able to do. I better leave that alone. Mess around and take them out that position and see if they still worship. Take that darn badge from them and see if they worship. Tell them they can't speak no more and see if they'll still worship. Don't let them sing for a week or two and watch if they still worship. Take that key from them and see if they still love the Lord. You can tell the haves from have-nots, but what they're not allowed to do. If my people, are different than other people, God says, my people don't go to work and go late and leave early. My people go to work on time and they don't steal ink pens and they don't steal the top of the pen and leave the rest of the pen on the desk. They don't take people's money and call it a blessing from God. They don't call it favor when they done messed over somebody for a promotion. My people go and say, yes, ma'am. And they say, yes, sir. And they say, please. And they say, thank you. They're good students. They're good husbands. They're good wives. They're good children. They're obedient to their parents. They don't provoke their children to wrath. They're good stewards at church and they're good stewards at the house. They are consistent everywhere they go. They let their light shine. They don't just try to pretend they don't know God. When they're at a class reunion, they know God even at the reunion. They don't front. They don't stunt. My people. There's some young people in this room right now living a lie. You're called for better than weed. You're called for better than mojo. You're called to be better than clubbing. You're not built for that. You can get mad all you want. You can mess around and let Kevin Gates and Boosie and Lil Baby and Young Boy, all of them send you. You still ain't gonna work because God put a purpose in your life. Stop fronting. You ain't built for that. And now you're mad about coming to church. I see these young people at church, and I thank God for it. Because my prayer now is that them faces change. Because y'all so miserable in church. You're so mad about being in church. But when y'all go to a pep rally, when y'all at these little stupid parties, and he's silly, but y'all always grinning. I done seen a couple of them dance and show me stupid dances, gritty and nitty and bitty and all that. But what about just giving God glory for how good he is? He helped you pass chemistry. He gave you the ability to win a touchdown. He helped you get that three-pointer. Don't you dare deny God. And I believe I got five young people in this room who love God no matter what. I ain't ashamed to tell people I love my God. He's been good to me. Because you're one of God's people. And some got to give. Can I tell you the truth? I went through that. A lot of you old jokers, y'all went through it too. Trying to be somebody you not. You were taught better. You was in BTU. You was in Bible study. You learned the BTU pledge, relying upon divine help. I hereby promise to strive to be true to Christ in all things at all time and to seek the New Testament standards in all things at all time to be a blessing to God's people. So help me God. Thank you, Carolyn Bowie. I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. Trying to be somebody y'all not. Because you scared they're going to make fun of you. But watch what God done. I done seen some tragedies happen in our community. Amongst our young people. And the very young people in this room have been called upon to lead prayer groups. You've been called upon to give some encouragement. You've been called upon to give some comfort. That's because you're one of God's people. God didn't just waste his time with you. You got a divine purpose now, not when you grown. You don't wait till you get old and pray. You don't wait till you get old and get serious about God. You better get serious about God now while he may be found. I made fun of everybody in church. Still do. Tell your neighbor, he still do. And now Mr. Ron got people making fun of me. But now I don't care about that because I know now why they were shouting like they were shouting. I know now why they were speaking in tongues. I know now why they praise God like they do. Keep on living. I can say it now. I'm old enough. Keep living and don't die. You'll see why you pray so much.
Glory to God.
Well, it's the awareness of God's people. Because God's people got to be aware and say, something just ain't right. Yes, somebody got to sound the alarm and say, we're in a bad shape. Yes. Yes, you got a problem here because God didn't say, if my person. What happened to my shouts? He didn't say, if my pastor. If my people who are called by
my name.
Now, the only way you can call a prayer meeting is by being a preacher or a deacon. I don't want to hang with you. If you need a position to care, I can't work with you. And see, I ain't going to step on nobody's toes if they ain't, them toes ain't present no way. Boy, that'll preach right there. I don't want to step on nobody's toes. They ain't there. So how you going to step on their toes? That's why we in this shape, because people who probably had their toes and everything else in there ain't in position. Tell your neighbor, somebody missing. And somebody's got to fill in. And if you need to be in a position, if we got to call you reverend, doctor, and apostle, and deacon, and all, and chairman, and president, and secretary, and all, if we got to call you all that for you to care, you didn't care. I need people who have a position just to care about God getting his way. If my people were called by my name, let me hurry. It's the awareness of God's people. There's got to be an alignment with God's process. When some's got to give, it's an awareness by God's people who say, something got to change here. We're too far gone. Sin is taking over. Okay, now, how many of y'all in this room, for the most part, live in Winfield? In the city limits, out the city limits? Okay, if you're in Calvin, you was too. Tannehill, yeah. Yes, Shanice. Calvin, bring them on in. The whole curve. Go get the curve around there and come on back on down. 156. Bring them all in. Margaret, you bring your group in too. Monique, go get them folk in Tannehill and bring them into Winfield. We all see if you got a soul, you know it's time for revival. If you got a soul and a spirit and eyes, you ought to be able to know by now, God, we need you. Can you just hear last night? All that wasn't firecrackers. When we ain't got to a point where we start celebrating and promoting folk fighting each other. shooting up each other's houses. We're promoting it and happy about it. And that's going on around us holy folk. And I love my Uncle Gerald Wayne Ham with everything in me, but this ain't on him. This is a spiritual warfare. We're going to utilize him. He's going to be a part of it because he's a child of God. This ain't on Erica and anybody else in our government. This ain't on the police jury. This ain't on the police department. This is called the people of God, so busy fighting each other and competing over who got the most members, who got the best sermon, what we go wear, who got the best choir, who got the biggest this, who got the biggest that, that we're missing ministry heading to church. Because he don't just say, if my people will call by my name. He says, first and foremost, humble yourself. Be careful. God has a process, and God puts stuff in a certain procedure the way he want it. So now, watch this. I'm finna get in the world trouble, Lisa. Hold your boy. Because a lot of folk praying, but they ain't humble. Because if you're praying, I should know about it every time you do it. Every day. I prayed about that. That's why you got it, because I prayed. Oh, you got that job? I knew it. God showed me something. I knew it. I prayed about that. God's people, for some reason, I got to hurry, have gotten full of themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
We have lost our ever-loving mind. If we ever really had a dime, Bob, I don't know what you could do with us. If we ever really had a dime, a nickel above poverty, and now you can't talk to me. A nickel. Between now and April, we're going to be the most uppity people in the world. Tax season. Me and my family will now head to consume mud bugs. You got in the crawfish line. Going to buy my child an iPhone 16. And my child can't count to 16. Then when May, when it's all blown, I don't know, man. I'm in a storm. You ain't no storm. You broke. I wish somebody. I'm trying to help my people. Ain't you? Something got to give. Ain't you tired? But here's what I would do. I shouldn't do this. Here's what I would do. Some of y'all, if we was right, and we were God's people, go on, pitch in and get you a big old pot. And then go have a ball. Instead of calling somebody up there who up close in the line, hey, go on, give me 5 pounds and give me some corn and some potatoes. Cause I You up there, you already in line. Where you at? I'm back there by the track. But look here, Magon. Them people had to tell us, stop doing that. One order per car. Because us, hey, you already up there, give me the ball, and then give me 3 pounds, and then give me some corns, and Somebody say, preach, preacher. Instead of saying, come together and go have your own little ball. We don't think about that. Because we won't humble ourselves. We are too swollen up. And you're trying to impress people who are not impressed by you. Too many of us spent unnecessary dollars to take a selfie. Okay. You went on trips you shouldn't have went on. Just so you could take a picture and say, look where we at. But then we got to go to the outreach center to get you a uniform. Because we're too full of ourselves. We spent too much time trying to be big instead of making God big. Tell you something. All I need my vehicle to do is keep them tires inflated, keep my oil and water in, and get me from point A to point B to point C. I don't care about having factory speakers. And I got to a point, I can't take that noise no way. I'm not impressed by I'm not trying to beat down the block. Why you need rims, all this mud and potholes around here? Now you holding up traffic getting across the... Because we're trying to be big instead of being who God called us to be. I'm happy you got your Porsche. Ride on. I don't have one. I got a bow tie, a Chevy. And it gets me where I need to go. Just like your Porsche do. We're trying to be impressive. Because, see, I can find a Chevy shop. You can't find no Porsche shop. Now you got to call Indiana and try to find somebody to ship your car in. I can go right uptown. I'm teaching Ben, y'all saying amen today. Because something's got to give. We got to change. Our value systems have got to change. Values mean the stuff that's important to us.